This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was possibly the worst version of that song I have ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was absolutely useless. It's a no.
Okay. Thank you.
Just like a karaoke performance.
Thank you for your time.
Nothing was special about it.
Actually, you're corny.
Thank you.
Reality, not good enough.
Thank you guys so much.
That was a complete and utter mess.
I appreciate your honesty.
I don't think you're going to be reaching for the stars after that audition.
Thank you very much. Bye. The Don and
Mike Show. All right, they're so nice.
Like a life-altering herpetic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Crazy Brian.
Crazy lady.
I got a question that I have to pose to those listening here in the nation's capital on our home station, WJFK.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with our radio station? And I don't mean that in the generic sense, because we could fill a whole show with that. I'm talking specifically about what's coming out of the radio. And again, we could fill a whole show with that. I'm talking about the fact that the signal that, and it's not from our Rockville studios.
No, we're fine.
Understand that we broadcast from Rockville, Maryland. The radio station is in Fairfax, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And we have had problems from this studio to that studio.
Yes.
This is not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I heard this a couple of nights ago. This is the pendulum on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the car today, had ONA on. Heard the same thing during their show. Mm. And just now, when we go to commercial, because we have so much delay, I was actually able to listen to ourselves on the air over the audio of WJFK.
Right. Love that.
And it sounds to me, and I don't mean to get technical on anybody's ass,
right,
incredibly clipped, it's choppy, and there is an underneath hum/sound that is driving anybody who's listening to this on any kind of a decent radio absolutely out of their mind.
Hmm. Are you asking for analysis of this problem?
No, I think the analysis is that maybe we're on an...
Here's the can. It says worms on it. It's about to be opened.
Maybe we are on an auxiliary transmitter.
Maybe.
Maybe nobody ever bothers.
Would you like me to go out and listen in the car and see how our show sounds right now and call you?
Thank you, Mike.
Just to test it?
Outstanding.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Are we okay? I'll call you. Rob, give me the number so I can...
I don't know.
You might.
We're clean. I haven't had him turn the reverb off.
We're clean. We're
decent. So there ain't no nothing going out over the airwaves. And again, this is just a phenomenon here,
mm-hmm,
on WJFK. And Buzz, you look so great in that shirt.
Thank you. I like it. I like the sparkles. So I thank you very much for the shirt. I like it a lot.
We were just looking at your picture on the web.
Yeah, it's up now.
You know, I said to Mike and to Rob, you know, I said, God damn that Buzz, as I often do, sitting over here behind your back. You know, God damn that Buzz.
Uh-huh.
We said, you know, look at him. The bastard pulls it off. You know, any one of us trying to, this is probably
you're going
Miguel calling
him.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Any one of us putting that thing on, you know, you would have seen about 30 miles of belly, okay? Yeah. We'd be lucky if we could get that thing over our mitts.
Buzz? Is it me?
I'm very proud.
Is it me?
Hey, whatnot.
Hey, I listen to you guys' show and whatnot.
All right, are you in your vehicle, Mike?
I'm in my vehicle right now. I'm turning it on, and I'm going to see what's going on.
Right, I'm going to pod. Oh, God, this is ridiculous. I'm going to pod this down for a second. We'll come right back to you.
All right, I'll listen while you're doing that.
Okay, Mike is simply listening to the radio now in his car.
Going to analyze the problem.
As a listener would. Again, what I'm hearing is kind of this. If you turn it up, you hear not only this clip, clip, clip sound, which is like audio being clipped, but you hear... And you hear popping as well. You hear like a... Yeah, hi, boy.
You don't genuinely think Mike's coming back, do you?
he's off to Safeway.
I mean, we might see him Friday, but that would be the first time.
But there really is a...
Sounds like a compression unit, perhaps.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. That's exactly... And that would be clipping...
Right, and what, possibly the background noise.
What we're saying. Now let's go to our caller in his car. Hello?
Yeah, screw you, too. Don't cut me off in traffic, a-hole.
Hello, you're on.
You silly, you hump.
You're on the air, sir.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi. So, Mike, were you able to discern when you listened to your radio?
Well, I'm on 495 now. And I've got, no, I turned it on, and, oh, my heater's coming on. Let me turn it off here. It's cold. It's not only, it's muffled. there, I didn't hear a hum, but what I did hear was a little click, click, click in the background. Mm-hmm. Something ain't right. Yeah. Something ain't right All in right. a serious way.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm coming back in now.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want me to get off the phone or talk to you while I'm walking back into the building?
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
I like rape.
Chris Hansen.
Mike,
Stop
and I,
it.
Mike and I did a pretty killer commercial today for Vermont Teddy Bear that'll never see the air.
That's true.
Oh, boy, that should be on the album, though, the X-rated album, it that's for be. Sure.
The Rape Bear.
All right, I'm here now.
Woo, look out, look out! Oh, here he comes.
He's
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
All right, thank you, Mike.
I really, I'm glad you took me off the air and gave me a chance to listen to it, because not only is it a little bit like this, but then there's this little... Just occasionally, it just doesn't sound quite right.
We don't often listen to the on-air feed.
No, we don't get to.
But, boy, it sounds like absolute dog crap.
Sounds wrong.
So maybe someone back at our station can get right on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what they're good at. That's the name of the game.
I know. That's what they're all about. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it definitely is a transmitter problem, because I usually pick you up loud and clear at home in Clark County out past Leesburg. And last few days, all I get is static and a little bit of faint.
Well, you know, the part of
you guys too.
The part of the world you're talking about is our wheelhouse too. I mean, if we're not mm-hmm. if we're not blasting in out there, we ain't blasting in anywhere.
Yeah, right. I've also gotten a real clear signal in the past. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, maybe it's something that they're doing now.
Backup just, transmitter. You know,
and if it is something they're doing now, my helpful advice would be do that.
That's not a real one.
Do that in the middle of the night. That's when you do that crap.
What?
Yes, Buzz. I have the same.
Didn't you get the JFK handbook? The JFK handbook specifically states that all work will be done when the Don and Mike Show is on the air. That's how it works.
Yeah,
that's how it's done.
But like I said, I heard this during Penn Jillette's show.
Yes.
And heard it during the midday show as well. It's a problem on our station. So
very frustrating.
I know they'll get right on it now that we've mm-hmm. mentioned it on the air.
Hope so.
They will get right on it.
And we'll be updated, I'm sure, within the month.
They'll let us know.
We'll be updated within the month, and we'll pass along that information to you, the valuable listeners.
It sounds great here. Tell those guys to shove it.
Mm-hmm. That's what we'll get. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Right.
No. You know how it is with audio, too. Oh, I think you guys are crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got your headphones up way too loud for too many years.
You're losing your hearing, boys.
Guys, your tone is all off.
Right.
You don't hear the highs. You don't hear the lows, guys.
No, it sounded like a little...
Hello, click, 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 click.
Click, click.
Click, click. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you know that one of the original Batmobiles is going to go on sale?
He almost had a John Norman breathe there at the end.
Almost. No, I don't, but we are going to send you a month's supply of Breathe Right strips.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Cheers.
Eliminate that pesky snoring.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the signal problems you guys were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Just to back up what everybody else is saying, because it's like, you know, I'm coming in from Arlington and driving out to McLean, same deal. It's, you know, used to be crystal clear. Now it sounds like I'm, you know, getting a radio station from, you know, Kathmandu or something like that.
So you're driving from Arlington to McLean, and McLean is your home destination?
McLean is, no, I, like, you know, between Arlington and McLean. I live in Arlington. I work in McLean, but...
So he's got an inexpensive radio. If he was, you know, working in Arlington and living in McLean, he'd have a very expensive automobile.
And I know to those of you listening in Wichita or Sacramento or Miami, you don't know these towns, but probably if something's wrong with your radio station, call us up and we'll talk about it, too.
Please, please do.
But I got to think that right now, out of the 25-plus radio stations we're on, the only one that sounds like it has a squeaky hamster wheel in the background is 106.7.
If this signal is sounding a little odd to you in Chico, feel free to give us a call. No, no, I take that back. It was just a joke.
Because they will, Mike.
Phones are going to go nuts.
He was kidding.
Okay, let's get back on track with the crazy bride.
Very good. Is this about her hair?
Yes. It's about 4 minutes long. We'll play it in its entirety now.
Okay.
The setup is it's a bunch of cows getting together before one of them is going to get married. Mm-hmm. They're all wearing the bridesmaids' dresses. They're toasting with champagne. The bride comes in the room. She's had her hair cut.
Okay.
This is on YouTube. Is this real or fake? I believe it's real.
All right.
Others believe it's fake. We're waiting now for Mike and the deciding vote.
Let's look. Esther, you open the champagne.
Okay, Beth, it's just over the purse there.
Hold on, we have to make sure we look the same.
Okay.
Oh, I need earrings.
Did you bring some?
Open the champagne, I'm thirsty.
Can you do it? I'm so bad at opening champagne.
I'm ready to get hammered.
You want the lip gloss? You can check in my purse.
Okay, I'm like so antsy for her. I need some champagne.
Relax, sister.
There they go.
I tell.
Lots of profanity.
Okay. Yeah. Here. Cheers. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To you, my sister, friend.
Cheers to her.
Here she comes.
For her
a glass.
Here she comes.
Woo! Oh my God. They're rowdy now.
Hello.
Jody, what's wrong?
Jody, what is wrong?
Oh, it looks so bad.
Look at my hair!
Oh, let me just fix this one flower.
Oh, f*** off, Gezi!
Whoa!
Okay, it doesn't look that bad. Honestly,
she was like doing it in my response. Just look what she did!
It looks fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Jen,
it looks great.
Are you kidding me?
No. Okay, just take a second to breathe.
Breathe in.
This is so awful.
Jody, it's
you guys look great. You guys look great. That's great.
Okay.
You guys look great.
Just calm down.
Jody,
just calm down.
Look at your beautiful dress.
Okay. They're stuck.
I find it, whether it's fake or not, I'm finding it highly entertaining.
Sure. Let me just tell you that I don't think women as a species are this sophisticated to give us this level of
drama,
barnyard chit chat. It's the peripheral, the peripheral stuff that, you know, how they talk when they're in packs together.
Right.
That to me sounds totally natural and not fabricated.
Agreed.
But let me just say that I do believe women are capable of this level of dishonesty. Thank you.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Michael Mara, attorney at law.
Well, what do you like this? Do you like what they did here?
What time is it?
Oh, we have like an hour and 5 minutes.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's not that bad. Honestly, it looks cute. It looks cute. It looks like Shirley.
You can totally kiss it.
Honestly, it looks cute. It's in like short curly hair.
Can you turn off the camera?
Women.
Okay.
Tell you what, Jack.
I'm just gonna put a glass of champagne.
Give her the
shit
for you.
Take a sip.
Can you please do my hair?
You're shaking.
I know.
Like, stop touching it. She's gonna have to
give her the champagne.
Jody, Kevin is.
But it's like every time they get together.
Taking those out.
Just women in general.
Yes, Jesse. I'm not wearing my hair like this.
Let me try and do something with it.
Hey, Don.
I don't look like a bride, Jody.
I don't mean to stop in the middle of the thing,
okay,
but
Mike.
Just a random question. Does a fox ever come into the hen house?
It's going to get cranked up right here.
Okay.
You're going to get your money's worth.
Scissors have come out.
Scissors.
Now they're bringing scissors out to try to fix it.
Oh, my.
Try to fix the bad haircut.
Brian,
is it a bad haircut? I haven't seen it. You've seen it. How is it?
It's like an over-the-top wedding hairdo.
She is. You could make the argument that she is overreacting. But
too many curls? Is that what it is?
Too short?
My daughters were in a wedding party recently where it was, unbelievable with the
curls. It's not like Marie Antoinette hair, but the hair is, it's like Andy McDowell out of control perm hair.
The password is updo.
Yeah, I
even know the lingo. It's updo.
I hate those.
Here we go. I can fix this. Stop.
Please don't cry.
Stop crying.
Can you please do some
just
champagne?
Just take a sip of the champagne.
Jody.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here. Ready?
Jody, we're going to fix it for you,
okay? You're getting married before your big sister, and
it's
you have someone that loves you.
It's really not that
Listen,
bad.
Listen, Esther, it's not honestly not that bad.
We're not keeping it this way. Can you put away the TV?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No! Stop!
Why are you
I have to just tell you, you cannot script that. You could not get Meryl Streep in a room with that woman who was the queen and all of the other greatest actresses of our generation.
I am curious as to why the camera is maintained. She's asked now twice for the camera to be turned
off. It's been turned off
you
twice.
You would think it has been turned
there
off
There are
twice.
Jumps in the tape.
Ah, okay.
And now the bride herself is in the bathroom
cutting off her ringlets and tossing them aside.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Just relax. Can you please just, like, go away? Can you just go away, you guys? Can you just go away?
I don't know what to do.
Daddy! It's worse.
Oh,
Daddy! It's worse.
They're all topless, right?
Okay. Get the champagne right now.
Necklace champagne.
Let me just say, also, when you get...
This is, I'll tell you, I don't care now. I've moved in from questioning its authenticity to I don't care. I don't care whether it's fake.
I mean, also, when you get, like, in the background, hey, you retard.
Mm-hmm. It's too yeah. funny. It's
That's
too,
real.
But it's just too entertaining anyway. Whether it's real or fake, who cares?
But you don't look like a boy. I can't. Okay, oh, my God. I can't get married like that. Yes, you can. Look at her. I'm so embarrassed. That looks wicked. I am so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Okay, Jody. Why did I cut my hair? Why did you let me cut my hair?
Okay, Jody.
Why don't you let me cut my hair?
Okay. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
No, it's getting more credible with
is
that.
Is this an actress?
If it's an actress, it's a damn good one. Hire her.
Her hair's in the toilet.
Hipster, if you laugh one more time, I won't be your friend anymore.
That actually looks really...
You know, she's also getting mad because
some of the girls are laughing.
One of the two of the hens are laughing at her, and she is truly looking like she's mad about this.
This, by the way, is why the groom is not allowed to see the bride before the wedding.
I heard a quote that she said during this. She goes, if you laugh at me one more time, I won't be your friend anymore.
You're doing that at me,
okay.
With Shirley.
Everyone, we're working with this now. We're working with this.
Oh, my God. Can we try to get that out of me?
You told me to do it.
Don't even worry about that. Think about Kevin. One more hour.
Look, it actually really suits you. Kevin really Smith.
You'll look back on this and laugh one day.
Yeah, this will be...
See? Honestly,
it's not that bad.
Okay.
You mean such all a right. Dream of cream?
In context, that is a full-fledged tantrum.
Yeah.
It's only got 18...
I think it may be real.
18 more seconds.
Buddy. Okay.
Now, you usually, I know it's your wedding day.
Oh my gosh. I look so bad.
No, it doesn't look that bad. It does. It honestly
no,
doesn't.
No, it's not
keep
that bad at all.
Keep pinning it.
Okay. Where, do you have a size?
No.
Get back.
Wow.
If that's a production...
Hey, if that's how she is with her friends, what are the? How about that stylist that she dealt with?
And the you marriage know, should go well.
If wow. that's a production... Put that in the theaters. I'll pay $9 to see that.
That is pretty good. And I was doing it all on audio. I didn't see the videotape. I'd love to see the videotape. That is fantastic.
Upstairs on the computer. So what do you think? What's your instant analysis?
I started out a hell of a lot more skeptical than I ended up. I mean, it was just when she screamed like that, it really sounds like that nobody's understanding me. People are laughing at me.
Hello, Donna, my
show. I've screamed like that before.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was calling in about the... the sound in Baltimore. It's actually like a high-pitched hissing sound that you guys have had ever since you switched.
Ever since we switched to what?
Ever since you switched stations, like from or you know, whatever you call them. It sounds like this high-pitched hissing sound in Baltimore.
Well, honey, you'd have to call the station in Baltimore. Are you talking about 105.7?
Yes.
Right. We're talking about 106.7.
What's the update that our engineers gave us?
What's up that your engineers gave you?
No, I wasn't talking to you, ma'am. I was talking just kind of throwing that out.
Mike is making a joke.
And then there were about 8 seconds of silence.
Of course.
I did speak to an engineer, and they say it sounds fine coming off the transmitter. They're continuing to monitor it.
It sounds fine coming off the transmitter.
It's us, then.
We had Mike go get in his car. Were you making that up that
no.
you heard, like, clips and hissing?
If I thought it was clear, what I've heard is almost, it's like a little bit. It not only the click sound, but sometimes the audio will kind of dip out of it.
I know they don't want to hear this. I'm not trying to make this let's gang up on the engineer day.
No.
The audio sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Somewhere along the line.
I don't know what they're doing.
You want an engineer on the phone?
No.
Speak to?
No, thank you. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, if you look on this girl's MySpace, she actually has on there that she, under her occupation, that she's a half actor.
Oh, that chick with this, with the wedding thing?
Yeah, the Jody, the main girl, the one who's cutting her hair off.
Uh-huh. It's great is everybody
can she's an actor, and that any producers or directors who want to use her, you know, to teach and inspire other people, to be a better person.
All right, well, what do you think? What is your guess?
I would say it's definitely fake.
You think it's based on her MySpace.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I think that just lends credibility because being a student of the theater, she's apt to overreact to something like that.
I forgot
that.
You lettered in theater.
I did letter in theater.
Theater arts. You would know. Theater arts.
I was a thespian. Hello. I was the historian of the thespian.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Still are.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Howdy.
All I can say is there's one lucky groom out there.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all in agreement on that.
You know, there are really, if you ever wanted to really sleuth it, you could really research this and find out if she did get married that particular day. And, you know, I mean, if she got married on that particular day, that's all the proof you need.
It has to be real.
You know, I don't think
go down to the courthouse.
You go down to the courthouse, you check the records and find out. I don't think she'd be doing that massive charade on her wedding day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was her.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I am as well a YouTube junkie and have seen this video, believe that it's real, and wanted to let Don and Mike know to look up spiders on drugs and girl swallows balloon.
Okay.
And those are the two funniest freaking YouTube sites you could find. And the spiders on drugs one, be patient with it because you think it's real until about halfway through, and then you realize that they've just gotten the voice of the guy that does the real ones.
All
and
right.
They're completely messing with you. It's
all
hysterical.
All right. We're with you. So on that chick getting married, do you think it's real or fake?
What's that?
On the chick, do you think she's real or fake? The screaming bride.
The screaming bride, absolutely real. I've seen it, man. There's snot flying out of her face. And the girls are all arched back away from her in horror. I mean,
and
the person with the camera is kind of messing with her. You can kind of tell from the camera angle that they're kind of, you know, hiding behind a couple other people to keep from getting stabbed or whatever.
Yeah, she doesn't have maybe if it is real, she doesn't have the most loyal friends in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have to tell you, if this woman were truly getting married and her friends were spending this afternoon with her, I can't believe that someone would not have just slapped her before she got to the point of cutting her hair off. So it lends me to think this might be fake.
That's an interesting theory.
Thank you, honey.
Slapped her to get her back in line.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's definitely real. She's starting to play at the campus of the college there.
See what? What? Come again? What not? Click, click, click. Turn your radio down, please. For the do we have to ban you, Joey? Area code 530.
Do you want to be banned from the show?
383. Come on, Joey. Don't make us do it.
Ass play.
Joe, ban him.
Okay. He's out of there.
Ban him.
I hope he enjoyed it. Never to call again.
You know what? I think, can we demonstrate how that works? I've always wanted to demonstrate that software.
If we can, let's do it.
Shouldn't we be able to? No. All right. Rob, call a request line. Call line 12 right now. Okay?
From his cell phone.
Okay. Just dial through to number 12 because you can get right through on that one.
I'll get right through on the request line, too.
That's what I mean. Try line number 12. Beautiful. I'll look for it to ring. And... come on, Rob's B-Wack. Here we go. Hello. No, that's not Rob. That was a hello. That's
not Rob. Don Mike.
Hold on. I found him. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mal.
How are you?
Let's go to Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Jordan.
Hey, Joe.
Woo.
Joey.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you see
Joe?
Robbie's call on the screen.
Yes, I do.
Hit the button.
Okay, hold on.
I look forward to calling back soon.
Did you do it, Joe?
Doing it right now.
Do, 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 do.
Now all you have to do is hang up on him.
Okay, now.
Shall I call back?
In theory, yes, call back here.
Well, I can't call from there.
On speaker. Put it on speaker on
your
cell.
Put it on your speaker and let's see what it says.
Because
you just called and got right through to our request line with your cell phone.
He should get a message back saying that we don't want his calls.
Let's see what happens.
Another test of our software.
It's kind
of
neat.
It's not a very good test of my phone.
Hold on. John's putting his hand up. Yeah?
Oh, he's already trying to call back. You'll watch it blink up and disappear.
Oh, it
doesn't even... I don't even get a message.
Did it say anything?
It doesn't say anything to the caller?
Look at that.
As I understand it, it does say something to the caller.
Well, look.
What does it say?
I'll pop up.
Says, F you, bastard.
Now, does it say anything at all seriously, Joe?
I don't know. I haven't blocked myself, but it's easy enough. I could block your cell phone or my own. And we could find
Joe, out. This is what we're doing right now on the air. We are.
Right.
Joe, right now we're blocking out Rob's call on the air. That was the purpose of this entire experiment.
Rob, now are you getting disconnected without any message at all?
Every time. It's not saying anything.
So it doesn't say anything. You're just banned. You're just not. You're just blocked.
It doesn't connect.
Where am I going to pop up here?
All right. Now, Rob is calling now to see.
And I just popped up and I just went away.
I see it immediately.
So what happens is you get through and you're automatically, due to our software, if we do what we just did to that last caller and we did to Rob, you call in, as soon as it's recognized your phone number, you're dropped.
It hangs up.
And it happens automatically.
Well, that's a good system, but I thought that it had a little more teeth to it.
Well, I know what you wanted. You wanted the little message going, you.
The person you've called does not want to hear from you anymore.
You've screwed with the Don and Mike show. You are never allowed to call again.
And I'm blocked from the hotline.
Wow.
So, Joe, please unblock me.
How about Joe just picking up like 3/4 of the way through what we were doing and offering to do the exact same thing?
Well, it's a speed issue. It's a speed issue.
But it's Wednesday. This is Joe's prime day.
He was very lively when he came in today. We had a very lively conversation.
Joe, isn't today really like your best day of the week?
Yeah.
As far as performance?
Well, there you have it. There it is. Can't you tell by that answer?
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that bride cutting the hair thing.
Yeah, what about her? Go ahead.
I wanted to say it was fake. At the end of it, her friend says, in an hour, you're going to be Mrs. Kevin Smith. I don't know if anyone caught that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, just
is it
based
possible?
On it, that guy. Well, could there,
but
sure, positive, there could be a Kevin Smith out there, of course.
More than one Kevin Smith? All right, so that would be a no vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
But how many Smiths are there?
Let's take one more before we get a break here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to call and tell the guys about the signal in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Oh, we're back to WJFK. Okay, real briefly, can you tell us, does the signal stink or not?
The signal stinks. It's got a little bit of static, and it's definitely got almost like a clipping. I'm on the Capitol Beltway up by Silver Spring right now.
That's a listener. Thank you very much. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Yes, Yanni.
Got an explanation from Jeff. Apparently, Tony and Roger, the other two engineers, are heading over to the transmitter because there's a high heat alarm. So it's transmitter's overheating.
We've overheated in this weather. No wonder.
I heard it 2 days ago. Buzz. I heard it like 2 days ago, though, on the station. Just didn't mention anything about it.
Imagine how hot it is now, then.
It's almost up to freezing.
It was a campfire before. Right now, now they got the towering inferno.
So what happened to 5 minutes ago when they said, we don't hear anything, everything seems fine?
Well, that's what they do.
It's good onion.
Oops, hello, Don and Mike show. What's happening? You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, that idiot was calling from Chico. That's the area code I'm in, 530.
Okay, you know what? Hey, Joe, why don't you ban this guy, too?
In fact, the whole area code.
The area code, Chico, I'd be comfortable with that.
You can't ban us. We have Mr. Gay USA right here in Chico.
No, you're out. Friend, you're out. You won't be able to get through again.
Mr. Gay USA.
Hey, Joe, ban this guy, okay?
Bye-bye. Right,
Joe?
Yeah.
Blocked.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Why do we have so many retards working with us?
It's friendly retarded.
Seems like there's a little delay. Is there a delay back there? I'm not sure. Is there? No.
No.
They hear us real time.
No. Are you serious?
John always responds very quickly.
No, it's Joe. We're on the Joe delay right now.
Joe's upset.
I believe there is also, this is just a little technical thing. There is a desire back there whenever Joe is called upon to make sure his mouth is right here on the microphone. I think really just shouting and until the microphone gets close, that's a time saver. It's just a time saving trick. Little time saving trick.
Hi, Joe. He just wiped the phone on his butt.
I don't know what he did.
What'd you do, Joe?
I have to use that microphone.
Did he just wipe himself
now,
with
now
the
John,
phone?
John, you're at the mic now. Joe, go sit with your back to the microphone and give the microphone to Johnny.
Did you wash your ass today?
All right, now, John, you've got the microphone where you always keep it,
no,
right?
Give it back to John.
Give it back
to
All right. These are just simple instructions, guys. All right? Now, Joe, say something, and let's see if you're even audible. All right?
Well, I don't know. I have to talk louder.
Yeah, no, we can hear him just fine.
And that was talking at a very low level on purpose.
Sing loud,
you can hear us?
Well, I suppose I could raise my voice and speak in my British accent.
See, I mean, I have no trouble hearing them.
Sounds better, really.
I think that's a time saver right there.
There you go, as always, Mike, helping us streamline. All you can streamline all you want, but you put a new. God, I'm getting feedback from that room now. Hi.
Hello.
You can put a coat of paint on a turd. It's still a turd.
It's
still a turd.
It's just, now that we're analyzing it for quite some long time now, I have noticed whenever we do call on him, we hear the. And it's just a little tedious. It is. I was going to suggest. No, I'm not going to suggest that.
Why? What?
Oh, take care of the whole problem if we had Joe with his own microphone.
Oh, okay, now you're on dangerous ground,
Mr.
Spicoli. Very dangerous ground.
Evil.
Let's take that opportunity to break.
Very good.
We'll be right back with more cracks and hisses. We don't hear anything. Oh, yeah, that's right. The place is melting down.
It seems to be a heat alarm.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.